Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting second. The right fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting 5th. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting 6th. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Red Barkley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Croner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Silber. Becker reaches second base with a double. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 1 in the game. Silber strikes out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barkley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rollie Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 1 in the game. Barkley hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hudlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cliff. Hudlin moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. Croner moves to third. It's 3-0. Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Silber. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Croner scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soltis is walked intentionally. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 2 in the game. Silber takes first base on ball 4. Hogsett moves to second. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Hogsett moves to third. Silber moves to second. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Becker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Silber, who is chasing the ball. Becker reaches third base with a triple. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carey. Becker scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Croner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hudlin scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Salters is walked intentionally. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0-for-2 in the game. Barkley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Lipscomb now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Becker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Croner takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Croner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. 2 outs. It's 8-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.